set the record straight. He needs to advocate the true gospel of the true God and the true Christ. So he is reasoning in the synagogue. He goes to the place where he is most at home, where he is most familiar, and where at least he can begin with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and introduce them to the fact that the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob is also the God who is one in essence with the Lord Jesus Christ. As he always did, in every place that he went, he starts in the synagogue with the Jews and the God-fearing Gentiles. That is a reference to Gentiles who had joined Judaism. And that's where he began to proclaim the gospel of Christ and the gospel of the cross and the gospel of the resurrection, to introduce them to the true God who is one in nature with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, passing beyond the synagogue, he goes to the marketplace every day with those who happen to be present. Could we say that he is a street preacher? Absolutely. He goes right out into the agora, right out into the open. He knows what he will meet. He will meet contempt in the synagogue, and he will meet contempt in the street as well. But his pain over the dishonoring of God drives him into this discourse. Now, we are further introduced to the people with whom he engages himself in verse 18. And also, some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers were conversing with him. Epicureans were those who followed the teachings of Epicurus, who lived about 350 BC and formed this kind of religion that is still around these hundreds of years later. He's a famous philosopher who lived and taught in the city of Athens. He believed that everything happened by chance, okay? Everything happened by random chance. Death, he said, was the absolute end of existence. There is no afterlife. No afterlife. All you get is what you get here, and you get nothing else. He said, there are gods, but they don't care. So, since this is all there is, live it to the max. And the Epicureans believed in pleasure as the chief end of life. So they gave themselves over to pleasure without any hesitation. He also engaged with the Stoics. The Stoics belonged